First Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Today, many persons are studying about end times, and some have even predicted the date of the Lord's return. But in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, Jesus himself tells us that no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, but only the Father. However, the Bible is emphatically clear that the Lord will return, and we are told to be ready for that return. When the Apostle Peter wrote today's passage, he warned against being overly confident of the timing of the return, while at the same time assuring his readers that there was indeed hope. He gives the assurance that the end is coming, and at the same time he encourages steadfastness in kingdom work. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, we read, In these last days, He, God, has spoken to us by His Son. It is clear from this that we are living in the last days. Again, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, we read of the last days to come. But until that moment when Christ returns, and we can be sure He will return, we ought to be focused on the work of the kingdom, which is loving and serving others while at the same time living in obedience to God's word. Let us therefore encourage each other all the more as we see the day approaching. May I invite you to join us next week.